the song out one more time. Right.
The worst rendition of a football club song in the history
they
of mankind.
The
they were reading it off the wall, I'm sure.
It's a
the,
good song, too.
All the ring-ins were getting reading it off the wall. They had no idea what the theme song was. The Ardmona Cats Saturday, won their first game of football for 2,121 days. They don't care about singing the song. They were singing other stupid things through the night. I'm probably with a belly full. Shane Crawford, the Brownlow medalist, Hawthorn champion, is coach of the Ardmona Cats these days, and he was leading the charge for the success on the weekend. He joins us on the Breakfast Club. Crawford, well done.
Half, great to join you, Whitey, Rammer, and also Jimmy. It was pretty cool. It was a terrible song after the game. I tell you, and I was so disappointed with, especially all the ones that have been there for 6 years, and they actually didn't know the song. So I couldn't believe it. But anyway, it was a great day. It all worked out really well. And, thankfully we had a win, finally.
Croft, I wanted you to come on and say, look, we're just taking it one week at a time. I've seen some green shoots. There's some improvement. Well, what sort of speech did you give them after the game, though?
I said, I'm retired. I'm out of here. No, well, to be honest, it was a pretty cool day, obviously, because the reserves had won, and they hadn't won for 6 years. So that was pretty cool. And then, obviously, the seniors having a win. But we had, a 99-year-old guy who comes to training, Glenn. He comes to training on Tuesday and Thursdays, and he comes to games, and he just sits in the corner and takes it all in. So we just let him sort of tell us what he thought, and then they were taking it back to his nursing home. So we just let him take centre stage, and it was pretty cool. So all the players got around him, and it was a pretty special day when you get the community up and about, and especially the people who've been connected to the footy club for a long time. It was pretty cool.
Hey, Croft, I know you love your footy, but why are you doing it? Like it's obviously a monumental job of what you're doing and what you're doing for the community, but yeah, it must be really, really difficult still.
Well, I can guarantee it. I'm not doing it for the money. it's definitely a love job, but look, I initially thought, what's going on with this team? And I'd actually watched them a couple of times. I ended up watching their last game a few years ago because I just wanted to get an idea of what was going on, wrong. And not only that, I was familiar with the area because I grew up only an hour down the road. So they lost by 52 goals that game. And I went, wow, okay, we've got to help this side somehow. And so it happened that they were kicked out a few months later, not being competitive, and they weren't being run very well. It was pretty much coming up to their 100th year. And I thought, let's try and help. And maybe this is a good way to just document the story on trying to help a team get back and going again. But pretty much the team's taken over more than everything. And, it's just flowed on from there. So it's even pre-season-wise, you can't train them too hard because you break them down or you scare them away. So it's a real sort of drip feed sort of scenario. But I'll tell you what, they have a go. And that's the thing that drew me to them is like, they will try. It's just whether or not they're capable of getting through a whole game, which early on has been a bit of a struggle.
Well, it wasn't a struggle on the weekend. 120 points or so over Longwood on the weekend to get that win after 6 years. Croft, I imagine there would have been some hijinks, some jocularity late in the game. When the game was won and the final siren was just around the corner, there might have been some carry-on. Was there anything that stood out from your players that you have to bring up in the review on Monday?
No, I did. Well, you should never say. Well, the thing with the team and the feedback they've given me, because I've been very, very easy on them, even when I praise them, they said, I probably shouldn't praise us too much because we don't go well after you praise us, which is often the way. But then again, you know, this team's been bashed for 6 years. Like the captain, Tim, who's been there forever, and he every time he talks about the football club, he just breaks down. He was telling me on the way up on the weekend, he said, over the last 6 years, every game that I've played, I've averaged a 300-point loss, you know? And then he virtually retired a few years ago, the last game that I watched, and I said, you cannot retire on a 52-game loss. I said, you can't have that as your lasting memory. And he is a backman. He ended up kicking a couple of goals on the weekend in the last quarter. He's fasting at the moment because his wife's a Muslim, so he's fasting. So he kept coming off going, oh, my energy levels are low. And so it's just a real juggle. But when you have moments like that and you see what it actually does to the community and those type of players, you know, they're so appreciative. And I'd imagine he's still partying right now. He's never going to forget that moment.
Well, he's going to join Gareth Hall a little bit later on this morning, Tim. So we'll look forward to listening to how he's tracking after the victory on Saturday.
So Croft, how have you done it? Have you brought in a lot of new players, or have you just trained the ones that were there? What, how have you been able to turn it around?
It was very tempting to bring in a whole new team. But, that would, especially pre-season-wise, I'm driving back to Melbourne going, what on earth am I doing? We couldn't move the ball from even from full back to out of the defensive 50. But no, the thing is, it's just been consistent and training. We've had a few City boys coming down, but to be honest, and you know, I don't want to knock my City boys around, but they're players that have played a lot of footy and they're towards the end of their career, but they're just really good on-field leaders, so they can actually teach us to spread out a bit and structure up a bit. You know, when there's a ball up or a boundary throw in, or when the ball's going in the forward line for the opposition, we can just block a bit of space. So, you know, I was really conscious of making sure it's got to be the locals that are getting their club going again, because they're the ones that are going to keep it alive and going forever. But I can assure you, when you do have just one good player who can come in and help, it definitely makes a big difference, because they certainly not only coach on the field but certainly help out on the field as well.
Now, the player that left the game at halftime to go to the trots and didn't tell you that he had to go, did he play the next week?
Well, that was an interesting day, because I tell you what, every game we've played has been fast tracks. It's been perfect conditions. And it's scary. I'm like, oh, no, this is not good for our style of footy. We need wet tracks. We need it to rain and rain heavily. But that was a game against Gagari, who were dominating early and running everywhere. And I had two players. I had my ruckman, Big Charles. Charles probably about 150 kilos, big fella. And his brother, Bo, who actually was our ruckman on the weekend and kicked six goals. He's about 6'6 and 160 kilos. So big boys who obviously don't cover the ground very well, but actually very clever players. But, yeah, three-quarter time, I had Charles. I'm looking around trying to look for him. He's standing in the stands. So I said, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm back. I'm out of the game. So he was over the fence in the stands having a good time with his mates. And then I had Lockie, who said, I've got to go. I said, what do you mean? It's three-quarter time. I said, we don't have any rotations. I said, Charles is out of the game. Another one's injured. He said, I've got a horse racing tonight, Geelong. I've got to get it ready for the races at the trots. I've got to go. Geelong. So he left. He started running off. And I'm looking around thinking, is anyone else witnessing what's going on here? So it is a little bit different. We have had a chat since then. I said, please, if you're going to play in the seniors, you've got to hang around to the very end. but that's why I love it. Like, the country football's alive and well. You know, we've played great little country towns. The spirit's nice and high. You got the netball and the football, and it's, you know, I just every day I drive to the footy, I pray for wet weather. I'm like, please rain heavily, because I know there's not going to be so many goals, Kim.
Hey, Croft, we have a very popular media presenter here named Gareth Hall.
Oh, yes.
He actually thinks he has been the difference since he's gone up there a couple of times. I believe he was runner on one occasion. Has he had any impact at all?
Yeah, a negative impact. He was our runner and we lost by 30 goals. And then the good thing was he didn't come up on the weekend. I actually had Rob Mills, Millsy.
I saw that.
He was our runner and he was, I tell you what, now, if you need someone to be a good runner, he was fantastic. He was out there singing to the players. He was praising them and he was up and about. He even sang after we had the band, the Black Aces, and Millsy got up and performed. But Gareth, I'd say, no, he's been training hard. He's been pushing for his game because his brother has a kick with us and he's a little energy ball and we love it. But I just can't bring myself to tell him that he's not good enough. but maybe later in the year we'd like to get him involved. I'll tell you one guy I'd love to get involved. Jimmy Bartell.
Oh, yes.
Now we're talking.
Jim, don't give back.
We are the Bush Cats.
That's true.
Whenever there's a team, you're going to come and have a kick for one weekend.
Good idea.
It's the Bush Cats. I'll tell you what, I'm going to get Sam Mitchell to play a game one day. Oh. So maybe, wouldn't that be good? Get Sam Mitchell and get Jimmy Bartell playing in the same team. Now, that would be a dream.
Yeah, and we'll get you there. I think it'll be the first time a local footy team has had three Brownlow medalists. Three
Brownlow. Yeah. D. Harford, surely D. Harford, Ramanaska, something like that. Just steaming through. I'll tell you what. And this is the league you want to do it because you can have a bit of a rest as you play.
You got a forward, you got a forward pocket for Whitey Croft?
Whitey, yes. You'll be next to Big Bo and Charles. So we're probably going at about 300 kilos for two. And then Whitey in there. So be underneath, front and square, but be careful. Because if they run over you, you're in big trouble.
There wouldn't be a lot of forward pressure exiting the forward 50 there, Crawford, on transition. Be concerned about that. I'll tell you what, if I want to hang out with CJ, who's drinking cans at halftime the other week because he'd had enough. Oh, that's what I want to do if I'm playing a game with the Ardmona Bush Cats. But well done to you, mate. It's a great story, and it's got a lot of coverage on the weekend, and rightly so. It's a good thing for local footy and community footy. Well done, mate. Nice work from you. We'll chat soon.
No worries. Thanks, guys.